Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, also a writer for NBA.com, friend of the show, Mark Medina. Mark, what up?
Funky Happy Cole. New Year.
Chris and Rob, happy 2023. I'm looking forward to starting the year off right with you guys.
Right, man. We appreciate your presence. And you are at, or will be at least, if you're not already, at the Clippers Heat game tonight, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now I'll Clippers, be there too. I got good tickets. I'm gonna be sitting in the 100 section, Mark. I'll be there tonight.
Okay, well, we'll have to link up. It's always a risk, like buying Clipper tickets, because you never know who's gonna suit up. But
that's right.
Be a full roster tonight.
It's a crapshoot.
Now Kawhi, because he was questionable, and he's playing. You think?
Well, they never say anything official before, 90 minutes, as you know. But, yeah, they haven't ruled him out. And, you know, I think on the Heat end, you know, Jimmy Butler's probable. So I think that we may see finally like,
see a good game. Wow.
Playing head-to-head, yeah.
What do you make – I mean, how dangerous do you think the Clippers are with Kawhi? They've obviously been a lot better with him, although they've lost the last two with him. But, you know, seeing it kind of come together for them as they get healthy, what's their plan? Do they just, you know, will they continue to load manage with Kawhi and then hope he's ready for the playoffs? And how dangerous do you think they'll be?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that the plan, while it is fluid, depending on kind of the day-to-day, like big picture-wise, it's always going to be on leaning on the conservative end. So in Kawhi's case, yes, back-to-backs, you know, sit him one of the games, do limited minutes. Anytime there's a minor thing, you know, exercise caution. And to a lesser extent, it's the same thing with Paul George and the rest of the role players. And so I think, you know, when you talk to some people in the Clippers organization, you know, there could be one school of thought of wondering, okay, well, how much will the lack of continuity get in the way of things? And they feel very bullish that the continuity piece isn't as much of a factor because, you know, Kawhi and Paul George have experienced the last few seasons as well as most of their core. So while they won't dismiss that with some of the new guys like John Wall, for example, I think they're very optimistic that as long as they stay healthy at the right moment for the playoffs, it's really just plug and play. I think for, you know, when you talk to other people around the league, there's more mixed feelings that no doubt health is going to be the number one thing. But there is some school of thought that, hey, if they don't have enough games under their belt, it might not be as simple as plug and play. But the reality is right. The West is wide open. There's really not a lot of separation between 1 through 10. I mean, the Nuggets right now only have a one-game lead for first place. And, you know, Utah at number 10 is only 6.5 back. So there is a feeling that, unlike the East, really it's anyone's up for grabs. And in the Clippers' case, if they're fully healthy, you can't rule them out.
Right. Let's switch to the other team, the Lakers in the West. And as I look at it, and you brought up the point, Denver's number one so right now, and Utah's number 10. But when I look at the 7 through 10 teams, Phoenix, Portland, Golden State, and Utah, I just look at where the Lakers, how can the Lakers climb up above those teams and get there? Can they? LeBron had that monster game for his birthday, They won. But can they realistically climb over these other teams and get into the mix? Or is this a non-playoff year for the Lakers?
Yeah, I think they can. There's a scenario for them to scratch and claw their way into the play-in tournament. Maybe win that. Maybe be a competitive out in the first round. But that's really the ceiling. I mean, when we're talking about the West is wide open and up for grabs, the Lakers aren't part of that group because – while I still think that at 20 years into the NBA, at 38 years old, LeBron James should never be counted out, but that doesn't mean that it's safe to or it's unsavory to count out the Lakers, because as we've seen this season, LeBron can put up monster numbers, and maybe it'll get them wins like it did the other night against Atlanta, but it's also oftentimes also going to coincide with an L.
Yeah.
So barring the Lakers making a big move before the trade deadline, and I don't think that's going to happen because, A, they don't have the assets. B, I think they're of the mind of, hey, they're so far in the standing, let's hold on to the draft picks and wait for next season, that this is basically going to be mostly the roster that you're going to see. You know, maybe a few tweaks here or there, but nothing major before the trade deadline. So with that, I think it's just going to be them trying to fight and claw every single game. You see LeBron at his greatest, surpassing Kareem, but that's really much it, beyond a play-in tournament appearance.
What are you hearing about Anthony Davis's return, and what's the talk around the league about him? Like, it doesn't seem like the Lakers are looking to move him, but would he have any value anyway? I mean, he's just injured too often.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers are looking to move him, but to your point, I don't know how much value you can get because of the injury questions. You know, for what it's worth, Anthony Davis spoke the other day expressing a lot of optimism about his recovery and saying that, you know, after talking to multiple doctors, he's able to avoid a scenario of needing a surgery or even a non-surgical procedure. But until there's an actual update that, hey, he's cleared to do certain things, it's an element of an unknown. And I think the thing that we have to keep in mind, guys, is that the Lakers' timetable is in him being sidelined indefinitely. And while that doesn't mean that he's out for the rest of the season, the next update, whenever that is, whether it's the end of this week or next week, it's going to be about, hey, now he's clear to do certain drills. That's not, oh, now he's clear to start playing in right. basketball games. So, you know, this is from people around the league, but there's definitely – third hand talk of, oh, maybe after All-Star break, he's coming back. Now that's premature, but I think that illustrates that sense that when it comes to Anthony Davis's injuries, you never discount anything, but for what it's worth, he and his camp right now are holding out to some optimism that he can start at least chipping away at some of his work in the current moment so that he is cleared, you know, at some point in the next few weeks.
Let's go to the East, and the Nets are playing tonight against the Spurs, Chris. Is that right? The Spurs?
Yep.
Going for 12 in a row, and a lot of things have gone right with the return of Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant's played really well. Ben Simmons is what is right with this team? And, they've shook up the East, and you got Philadelphia, you got Milwaukee, but they're as good as those two teams right now the way they're playing, correct?
Yeah, without a doubt. We all knew coming in on paper what they're going to be about. And, you know, all the stars have aligned finally in their favor. of, you know, Kevin Durant being at his best, Kyrie Irving, we're talking about more about his basketball than his off the court drama. Same thing with Ben Simmons. They're a lot healthier. They had a favorable home schedule. Jacques Vaughn's been a good head coach. Now that there is always a recipe for things to disrupt them because of non-basketball related issues,
sure,
right?
Yep.
As far as availability and behavior, but they have what it takes to win a title. You know, I don't discount Boston and Milwaukee. I think that they have more depth, but the Nets have more talent. So what's it going to come down to? And I think that this illustrates that as much as we've talked about the Nets and their dysfunction the last 2 years, you know, 2 years ago, they were only a Kevin Durant foot
right.
on the,
people forget
the three-point line away from getting to the finals, right?
And that was point, not with all series. Three of their stars.
Right.
That was
right.
just with Kyrie and Durant.
If you remember.
Or Harden,
right.
I should say Harden and Durant, but he was compromised.
Yeah, so I think, you know, spin it forward here, I think right now it's about Milwaukee, Boston, and Brooklyn now being part of that first tier where I think going into the season, the Nets on paper were going to be in that second tier along with Cleveland and Philadelphia, or maybe even the tiers below if their dysfunction right. was just going to be pervasive throughout the season. But to the Nets' credit, they've turned around, and we'll just see if it continues that way.
Quickly, Mark, I think they need a big body, not a great big body, but somebody to take up a little space, even though, you know, Claxton is playing great defense, but he's thin. Durant, same thing. Is there any talk about that? Or do people around the league feel like that's a need of theirs as well? Or are they kind of like, look, we're going with what we have. We don't need a bigger person up front.
Well, look, I think obviously it's always going to matter what the Nets are giving up. And I think that philosophically it wouldn't hurt for them to have a big. I mean, there were times where Kevin Durant's playing at the five and he could do it, but like you don't want him to do that normally and he has enough on his plate. But I think to the Nets' credit that they've improved a lot defensively compared to last season. So I think, you know, if they stamp pat before the trade deadline, as long as health and off-the-court shenanigans don't get in the way, I think that they can be fine, but it never hurts to have a better big center, even in today's NBA. So I'm in favor of it as long as, you know, obviously they're not giving up the farm just to make that happen.
Right. All right. That's all right. Our man, Mark Medina, NBA.com, Fox Sports Radio, NBA Insider. Enjoy the game tonight, Mark, and stay away from that Rob Parker guy.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Hey, I'm sure he'll be staying away from me because he's going to be on Celebrities Row here. Like,
no, I don't know about that.
All the attention, right?
Yeah, I'll be in the nosebleeds. Nah, I got good seats tonight.
All right, Mark.
I
thanks,
appreciate
brother.
You guys.
Happy New Year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy New Year's, my brothers from another mother. How you guys doing?
We are great, man, and good to have you on, as always, of course. Now, there's a lot to get to, and let's start with the game on that just started, the Bengals and the Bills. I am so excited about this game. How do you see this playing out?
You know, if you, I always say this when I look at teams. If both teams played their best, who has the best overall talent on both sides? Who can play at the highest level? I think Buffalo wins if they play their best on offense and defense, and Cincinnati does the same. Now, I can say this. Cincinnati's been playing really good football offensively lately. So it's going to be a challenge for Buffalo going in there and winning in a hostile environment. But they know if they want a number one seed, they have to keep winning because Kansas City's right there.
Yeah, Rod, I agree with that assessment.
Yes, I pick Cincinnati. I know that they're due a loss. Like they've won, what, seven in a row?
Yep.
They've had some turnaround after an 0-2 start and a 2-4 start. But let me ask you, Rod, about the Green Bay Packers and their defense. It's turned around. Chris and I thought the defense would be good this year, and it got off to a bad start. And now I think they got six interceptions. Am I right? They were really, really bad early on. And now the defense has come up big, a lot of takeaways and a lot of interceptions. What do you make of their defense?
I don't know what's a bigger story. Is that their defense is playing so good, or Minnesota's just – they just don't play good at times. It's like every time they play against a good team, they get beat extremely bad.
Beat down.
Yes.
but to say, you know, it is refreshing to see Green Bay, because we all thought Green Bay defense was going to be good this year. And they have kind of switched, you know, kind of flipped the switch in the second half of the year and played so much better. And they just played lights out, you know, last night against Minnesota. Which is kind of surprising, but then again, Minnesota, every time they play a good team, that team that's a good team just beats them extremely bad. So it's refreshing for, you know, Aaron Rodgers to see that he doesn't have to do all the work in the second half of this year, and also that, you know, Alexander, you know, called out Jefferson.
Yes.
And he lived up to it.
Does that
you like to see that?
I did.
I did because, you know, listen, I'm personally wouldn't talk like that, right?
Right.
But my man toasted him the first game. I mean, he toasted him the first game. He had 185 yards, something like that, in the first game. So, you know, my man was like, hey, man, that's a fluke. That's not going to happen again, basically. And it didn't. So he lived up to what he was saying. So really what he was doing publicly, he was challenging himself and his whole defense to live up to it. And they did so.
And Rod, and look, Jefferson is tremendous, right?
He is.
But absolutely. I was a little bothered. I don't know. I thought if I'm in his shoes, I and Kirk Cousins would be chomping at the bit to get Jair. And I just I thought Jefferson kind of went out with a whimper. Is that fair?
Well, I don't know the play calling, right? And I don't know the reads, you know. I don't know how that offense was set up throughout the game plan itself. I would think you want to go to your best receiver.
They're going to him, right.
Right? That's what I would think. You know, so I would you know, think that you're going to try to duplicate something that was a positive the first time around and making some plays. You know, now Alexander didn't match him in the first game. So, you know, what the thing I would say is when you have when Kirk Cousins knows he has a player like Jefferson, the elite quarterbacks just have a rapport with him. I'm not saying they don't, maybe they do, but you want to see that hit week in and week out. Now, this right. is a National Football League. The best teams in the world play. So every team can be beat. But you want to see your best players always perform at the highest level when they have to play. Just yesterday, Minnesota didn't do so.
Well, Rod, let me ask you, is this why you can't go to a team for another player or situation or general manager or coach? And I'm talking about Davante Adams, the Raiders, and Derek Carr. Like, he hitched his wagon to Derek Carr. That was the reason he went there. It was his college quarterback, and he wanted to rekindle that magic, live in Las Vegas. And now Derek Carr's out the door, probably will be released, right? It only cost him $5.6 million on the cap. And Davante Adams is left holding the bag. Is this the scary part when you make those kind of moves?
It is. I mean, it's, you know, and I say this. I get it because, you know, everybody wants to blame Derek Carr. But you look at Derek Carr since he's been a starting quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, or excuse me, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
Now, is that their defense has not been that good. I think it's 31st or 30th or 32nd in right. scoring defense since he's been the starting quarterback. I mean, yardage, takeaways, all of that. And if you look at his time frame of being a starting quarterback, his turnovers, he has the least amount of turnovers of all the quarterbacks that have played the last 9 years in the National Football League. So you can't always blame the quarterback when they're losing. You know, obviously when they're throwing the football and he throws interception, everybody wants to blame him. It right. could be a bad route. I don't really know. But I can say this. It's not all about Derek Carr. You have to blame the defense since he's been there. They have not been good. And listen, I was coaching there, right? And we had okay defense. We didn't play great at times. And Derek Carr bailed us out of a lot of games because they would score 35 points in a game. So can he win in the National Football League? I believe he can. I believe there will be some suitors for Derek Carr.
I think the two New York teams.
Jets and Giants. I would jump at Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think there will be some suitors for him. You know, unfortunately, you know, the Raiders are going to go in a different direction. They're going to probably try to get Jimmy G. That's who I think they would try to get.
You think, what about Brady?
Man, I hope Brady needs this.
Okay. He ain't retired, man.
Brady needs to take that 10-year, 350 mil and go start talking football and quit letting his body get beat up. And then, but I really believe it was going to be Jimmy G, just for the fact that he's a New England guy, right? And I mean, so is Tom, right?
Right.
So either one of those guys is a logical choice, just for the fact that Josh McDaniels brought all the New England people in the front office,
right?
And that's who's running it. So it's a New England style, and that's what he wants. You know, he wants somebody that has an understanding of his system, and it's one of those guys.
How much of a threat in the NFC do you think Tampa Bay is?
I tell you what, Godwin's gotten healthy, right? Then you have you got the running game is getting going. You have players that are back to true health. You know, Evans is always been there. The defense is still a solid defense, not of what it was, you know, right. A couple years ago. But they're still a solid football team and a solid defense. But everybody's getting healthy, and at the end of the day, you're still going to count on Tom Brady. If he needs one drive, he could play terrible throughout the whole game. And if he needs one drive, with 2 minutes left in the game, you're going to put your money on Tom Brady.
So yeah, Mike, I mean, if they're close, you got to give them a shot. If they're close,
you got to give them a shot. So I still believe that they can get. Listen, once you get in the postseason, anything can happen. All you got to do is win two games. Your wild card team win two games, you're right there.
Quickly, Rod. I mean, I'd like to give Mike Tomlin some props. Like, the fact that he's got this team on the verge of making the playoffs, or at least in the hunt, it's amazing. I just think that dude maximizes his talent year after year. I think they need to bring in a little more offensive firepower for him.
This is what I think. I think he should have started Kenny Pickett.
Thank you. With you. Like the quarterback, I think he botched the quarterback situation
because he put in Mitch Trubisky. Listen, Mitch Trubisky is who he is. The young quarterback took his lumps when he first came in, and that was going to happen. We knew that, so you should have let him take his lumps early in the year. And the way he's played, and the way he's matured in like that 7-8 week period has been really dramatic. And that's why they're on the verge. Their defense is playing a lot better. He is taking care of the football. Their running game is still on par. So yep. I like what Mike is. You know, I've always had much respect for Mike Tomlin. You know, and again, you know, he's put another good product on the field. And when everybody thought that, you know, they weren't even close to making the playoffs.
Right, right. All right, that's our man, Rod.
Happy New Year, Rod.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year's, guys. Appreciate you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there happens to be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. And as we like to say in these parts, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. I'm Chris Broussard. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris Broussard? Let's give you a warm welcome back to the Odd Couple.
Thank you, my man.
You were off for, you had vacation, and then unfortunately during your vacation, tragic news. And I want everybody, we mentioned it on Friday that your dad had passed, Chris. Tell us about your dad a little bit before we get started with the show. And I know it's traumatic. I lost both of my parents. And your dad and mom had moved in with you guys. So, you know, you spent even more time with them later in life, which is awesome. But just give us a little bit of tell us a little bit about your dad, because it's a tough thing.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, my dad, Edward Broussard, passed on Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, obviously. And as you said, he had been living with us for the past year, he and my mom. Because he had stage 4 cancer of the esophagus, and then he caught COVID and picked up pneumonia while probably from the COVID. So he was battling all three. He fought valiantly, but you know he died. Actually, holding my mom's hand and my
brother
and I.
Which is a beautiful thing. Yep, that's a beautiful thing.
Married 57 years, my parents and my brother and I were there with our wives. And my kids were there. So we spent Christmas with him. He couldn't really talk, but you could see he could respond to the gifts we gave him and all that stuff. So he was a great dad, man.
And you said that there were three things, Chris. I read your post on Instagram that he instilled in you. Just share that with everybody.
Yeah, he told me this about a year or two ago, that the three guiding principles of his life were to love the Lord, to love and take care of your family, and to have fun. And he did all three. And, you know, man, it was, you know, he was just, I'm not here today without him. And obviously, I mean, he, you know, I came from him. But I mean, like the way he raised me, the things he taught me.
Right.
He helped me write my papers when I was younger in terms of learning how to write. Learning how to, you know, like he was good at English. So he helped me with all of that. And obviously sports was huge in our family. He taught me, you know, he coached me when I was a kid, played ball with us, football, basketball, baseball, all that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, just a great dad, and we'll be down. I'll be off Thursday and Friday. We'll go down to Louisiana, where most of my family on both sides is from.
Right.
He was born in rural Louisiana, and we'll have a funeral down there in Baton Rouge.
Well, again, from everybody, love and prayers to the Broussard family. Great to have you back for these days, and I don't think it'd be cool to even start the new year. Happy New Year to everybody or
Happy
the show.
New Year.
Yeah, without letting everybody know where you've been, what's been going on. But as we know, Chris is a professional, and the show goes on, and there's no reason we're gonna. Chris is ready to work, ready to go, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, Chris. So. Let's welcome in the crew and get this show started. I'm ready to chomp the bit.
Look at you. Wow. All right. Well, when Rob Parker's chomping the bit, you have to keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM. For the next 3 hours, it's going to be nothing but fun. And like Rob said, I am back in the swing of things. So let's do this. We got our man Ramos.
Mr. Ramos.
On the in for DJ Alex Teicher. This is I believe this is the first time.
Mr. Ramos, is it the first time you engineered our show?
It is. And it's a new year, so it's kind of unique,
weird.
Isn't it? Yeah, that way.
Well, we've been on for 5 years, and people who know, they listen to the Doug Gottlieb show. He engineers the board for that show. Rich and Covino.
And Covino and Rich, right, yeah.
Covino and Rich. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I know it's still a new show, but I get
Covino
it right.
Covino and Rich.
No, I never missed the Doug Gottlieb show. I never listened to it, so I never missed it all.
Come on, Rob.
I know, I'm sorry.
But we got Bo Benson in for super producer Rob G. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSega. Rob, let's get to it. In the preseason, of course, as always, we made our preseason predictions for the NFL. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you picked Baltimore in the AFC. That's correct, right?
Yep, Baltimore and Green Bay.
Yeah, and I picked Buffalo and Green Bay. And, of course, we both, I mean, you know, we wrote off the Packers. Let's just keep it real.
Well, especially you.
It was so bad.
The last time we talked, you didn't think that they – I was like, they still had a shot only until they're eliminated because I looked at the schedule, Chris, and I just said –
I don't remember all that.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't remember all that. Oh, hold up, baby.
No.
Maybe that was when I was gone.
No, we'll get the tape because you said they're not making –
Yeah, you got to get the tape.
You said no way are they making the playoffs. I remember it distinctly. But anyway
– Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't think they were, but I think we both were on the same page.
No, I still because of when they had a chance in the schedule. But this is the thing I will say that both of us did say about the Packers. That they would be a work in progress and would get better as the season went on. Did we not say that? That was the...
I didn't think they'd have a great regular season. I thought they'd win about 10 or 11 games.
Right. But we thought... Because they had won 13 every year the last 3 years or whatever. So they were definitely going to take a step down, not be that team, but that they would be better as the season goes on. And they're in position. I mean, can they beat the Lions at home? Absolutely. And make the playoffs? And when, what would it be, 6 in a row to make the playoffs?
Well, that would be 5 in a row.
5 in a row?
5 in a row.
5 in a row. That would be an incredible, where that season was and that 5-game losing streak and how terrible they were and the teams they lost to, it would be some turnaround.
It would, and it's interesting, Rob, because in a certain sense, like had they had a, you know, they hadn't gone through that, what was it, a 5-6-game losing streak?
I think it was 5.
Five games. Had they not had the 5-game losing streak, just making the playoffs, like if this were a normal year and they were, you know, en route to winning 11 or 12 games, just making the playoffs, would not have been anything to sing about. But now if they make it, it will feel like an accomplishment just that they made it. And I'll tell you this, Rob. First of all, let me say this. I thought, and I'm picking the Packers to beat Detroit. And I'm sure you are. You already have, because you said you thought Detroit would lose out even though right. that hasn't happened. But
even though it hasn't happened, right. And that big game against Carolina was the game for them, Chris. That was a huge game.
Yeah, the Detroit is tough. And that's what I was going to say is, Rob, I thought that Aaron Rodgers was a tad too self-congratulatory at the post-game press conference yesterday. Again, I don't think it'll necessarily come back to bite him, but I thought, all these people were talking when we were 4-8, 5-8, 6-8, we don't have to worry about us, blah, blah, blah. What are they going to say now? Well, the job's not done. I thought he talked like the job was done, Rob. And Detroit is legit. Detroit obviously beat the Packers earlier in the year. You saw what they did to Chicago.
Did Minnesota. They won 7-9. Minnesota beat Green Bay, too, earlier in the year.
No, I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying they better not take Detroit lightly. I didn't like the attitude of him. That it just seemed like he was counting it like, we made it. I told y'all we're going to run the table. You didn't believe in us, and we made it. And we pulled for our picks. I hope it doesn't come back to bite them. And I think they'll get them at Lambeau. Right. But that was something that raised my eyebrows yesterday.
The only thing I thought that was interesting, too, is in the post game he did, thank the Browns. Because they couldn't do it by themselves.
They needed help.
Yeah, they needed help. And the first thing out of his mouth was thanks to the Cleveland Browns. Like they beat Washington, that even gave us a chance to be in this spot. And then they totally took control of the game against Minnesota. You know, their defense, Chris, has been very opportunistic. What do they have, 6 interceptions the last 2 games?
Yeah, they've had 4 takeaways in each of the last 2.
Yeah,
so I mean 6 interceptions, what, 2 fumble recoveries?
No, I thought they had 3 interceptions of –
obviously Kirk Cousins,
and they had 3 against Tua. But anyway, my point is...
Well, and that's the thing. They've beaten good teams. Miami, even though they're stumbling, still is a good team.
And Minnesota.
Tua and Minnesota. I mean, pounded Minnesota. And so I'll say this, Rob. If they get in, and I said this last week or 2 weeks ago on TV, if they get in, I think they're dangerous. I think they're dangerous because, one, they will have been on a 5-game win streak, which is incredibly impressive. And, again, that's beating Miami, Minnesota, and
Miami on the road,
Detroit. Right. And so those are 3 good teams they would have beaten. The defense, to your point, has definitely improved, and we all thought it'd be a top, 10 defense.
We did, Chris, going into the season. And it wasn't early on. They couldn't stop anybody. So now it's kind of gelled, and they have what you're talking about being dangerous, a defense, right, which is big in the playoffs.
Yep.
Chris, if you can run the ball and ball control time on the clock, you limit the other quarterback's possessions if you can run the football.
Yep.
And then you do have Aaron Rodgers who can make a third down or make a throw that you need to have. It's not like, can he make a throw? So he doesn't have to throw for 400 yards.
Those things are great.
Those are
and on top
things.
Of that, Rob, you got a quarterback that I know he struggled, and I've pointed this out a lot in the past, but he struggled in NFC title games. But for the most part, his track record is he's not going to make a mistake to cost you the game.
Right.
Jimmy G or, some of these other quarterbacks, Dak, you got to worry, they might throw the big pick. His whole career, he's been – the guy that doesn't make mistakes for the most part in terms of interceptions. So those 4 things you mentioned, Rob, those factors, plus 3 plus the one I said,
right?
That's a good recipe for – now, I'm not predicting – I'm not saying they should be the favorites.
No.
Because it looks like they probably open up with San Francisco, which would be tough, right? Going there, they'd probably be the underdog, as I think they should be. But in this year's NFC, Rob, where – San Francisco's great, but they got a quarterback that has played well in the regular season, but we don't know how he's going to respond.
And we saw a little bit yesterday against the Raiders.
He played well. He played well when they needed the pressure. But, Rob, we've seen, and I'm not predicting this because I think Purdy's look good. But, Rob, we've seen quarterbacks come in. Mike White yesterday. And we've talked about it. Last year. You can have a few big games. And I'm not saying White is horrible. I'm just saying it showed he wasn't as good as he had looked.
That's a
and
huge maybe that's game for Purdy. The Jets. Yes. That was a huge game. And yep. He was awful, Chris. Awful.
Yep. And so I do think they're dangerous. Are you picking them if they make the playoffs? Would you pick them to win the NFC?
I'm gonna stick with my pick. Yep.
I'll claim it if they win it. But I'm telling you right now, I don't expect them.
But you expect
to win the NFC.
You got the 49ers. If they beat,
I like Philadelphia
win
if they're healthy. Well, if they beat the Niners, then all bets are off, right?
Right.
I mean. Because, again, I think the only two teams, Rob, definitively at this moment that you would say would definitely be better than them would be Philadelphia and San Francisco. Right. And that's if Philly's healthy, which I'm assuming.
And if Philly's not healthy, then it's just San Francisco, right?
Absolutely. Dallas is, you know, they're not. Nobody's afraid of them. Nobody. I don't believe in them. I don't think you believe in them. Tampa, you know. I don't think they can run the table in the NFC. Minnesota, obviously
not, right. We already know that.
Chock full of holes, you know. And Seattle, Seattle wouldn't get in if Green Bay does. Who would be the other team? The teams in the NFC East. So
the Giants.
Yeah, no, they're not getting out of the NFC. So, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Happy New Year. And here's the question. Are the Green Bay Packers a legitimate – we'll even give you this. If they get into the playoffs, are they a legitimate threat to reach the Super Bowl? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. The Odd Couple is back. Here on Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart. And I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.